Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Thursday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. In yesterday's podcast, I talked about my study of the ITIL4 DITS, Digital and IT Strategy. And there was a concept in there that we've talked about before outside of DITS. And that is, how do we align what we do in IT with the rest of the organization? Grant me these assumptions or presumptions, if you will. If every organization is now reliant heavily on technology, basically a digital organization, then our strategy, our digital strategy, should be aligned with the corporate strategy. And possibly we have an IT strategy that underpins the digital. Another example is our financial aspects of our digital organization should be aligned with our overall corporate financial models. Most organizations have a method that they like to use, maybe a direction, strategic direction in the financial world, like let's spend less capital and more subscriptions, more O&M, so we can have a reliable month-to-month expenditures. That's great. That should trickle down to our digital organizations. But even when we think of this a step further, every organization at a corporate level should have a vendor and partner strategy that trickles down into our digital and IT departments. Do we want to outsource and offshore? Do we want to have a personnel strategy that's all in-house? Maybe it is that we want to invest in as much automation as possible so we gain operational excellence, so we gain this efficiency that allows us to have a competitive advantage. And so this podcast, nothing revolutionary, but just the discussion that there is no area that's in a vacuum, that's alone. Everything filters down from the corporate level to the digital level to the IT level. And so when we think about every aspect of, let's say, the four dimensions of service management, from ITIL4. So our people and organization strategy should fit the same. Information and technology strategy, including data, should fit the same. Partners and suppliers, oh yeah. Even the ability for us to look at our processes, look at our value streams, because our value streams should not be an IT only or digital only. They should be an end-to-end, what creates value for our organization at a corporate level, and work backwards. Because what we miss in that conversation often, if I can be on my soapbox briefly, what we miss in that conversation is our organization, whatever you are, a bank, a utility, a service provider, whatever it is, your organization at a corporate level serves customers. And you should be able to understand what those customers see as value and trace that back, that value stream from your products and services to every step along that value stream. And see, how do we do things better? And so that's from the corporate level, underpinned by our digital as well as our IT level work. So thank you for indulging me while I was on the soapbox. But we have to think of things in a manner that, how do we do better? How do we help ourselves stay aligned? Because most organizations are not aligned from top at the corporate level down to the department or group level. This is Jeffrey T. Fertiller. Thank you for joining us this Thursday. I ask that you let me know how service management leadership or myself can help your organization, how we can help you deliver or co-create better service management, asset management, or business continuity outcomes. We are an outcome-based organization. That's our focus. How do we do things better? So let me know how we can help you. If you're planning your budgets for next year, love to have that conversation with you. If you have extra money left in your budget this year, we'd love to have that conversation with you. And lastly, please follow our LinkedIn company page as we grow that audience. Hope you have an awesome rest of your day. And thank you once again for joining us. Bye.